Lesson 18. Nick and Mickey are at a big terminal station to take a bullet train.
I've never been in such a large train station before. It's amazing.
There's a whole city underground right here. Restaurants, beauty salons, bookstores, travel agencies.
I'm sure I would have gotten lost if I were alone.
It's really not that confusing. There are plenty of signs.
That's easy for you to say. How about those ticket machines everywhere? I wouldn't have known where to buy my ticket or how much to pay.
Don't feel bad. Sometimes even the locals have to ask for help.
Say, have you noticed how everyone seems to be walking around with their heads down? Everyone's got a cell phone or something in their hands these days. What's the world coming to?
Yeah, it's a wonder people don't bump into each other.
I guess they sometimes do. Look at that guy over there.
Where?
On the other side of the platform. Can you see him?
He's taking a picture with a cell phone, right?
No, the man with the newspaper.
The young man sitting on a bench?
No, I mean the older man standing with a newspaper in his hand.
Yes, I see him. But what's so unusual about him?
He's reading his paper folded. Why not read it open?
That's the way people read newspapers on crowded trains.
I think it's interesting that people here try to read a newspaper even on very crowded trains.
Different countries, different cultures. Anyway, our train won't be crowded.
How do you know that?
We've got reserved seats. Rows 7 to 9, seats A and B. Our friends will be arriving here soon.
Well, we can get on now.
Ladies first, Nick.